Welcome to America's favorite wellness hour, Healthy by Nature, with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
Well, hello there. Thanks for joining us. On Healthy by Nature, we try to bring you cutting-edge information, but that is balanced between science and through a filter of human experience, tradition, common sense, because science by itself can be easily misinterpreted. And today we're going to delve into something that sounds kind of familiar. Most people know a little bit about melatonin. They probably know of it as something to help you get asleep. Or I know it was very helpful to me coming back from Japan. It got me all the way home with no jet lag because I just mimicked the sleeping times that I would have in the U.S. But there's a lot more to that story. And Jeff Bowles has brought us just shockingly interesting information on vitamin D in the past. And he is also an expert in melatonin. I heard a professor give a wonderful talk on melatonin, and come to find out, Jeff is just equally as versed, maybe knows even more. And we're going to talk to him about melatonin and some of the surprising benefits and uses. And we'll start with, yes, you know it as a supplement, but it is actually a hormone. And Jeff, you with us?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Well, let's just get started because we'll, at the end, wish we had more time. How did you become interested in melatonin? Maybe let's start there.
Oh, well, I guess it's it all started when my mother sent me a book by Dirk Pearson and Sandy Shaw about all these hormones and vitamins that would basically help you increase your longevity. And so I read that book, and that's when I first learned about melatonin. And then I eventually became a freelance aging researcher. I'd made some money in real estate and kind of retired. I was able to at least quit working when I was maybe like 28. I went back to school to study biochem. I thought, oh, I could do anything. I was going to find a cure for aging. So I took one class a semester, and basically, after a number of years, I was about to get my degree in biochem. I set the curve in every class I took because I only took one class at a time to make sure I learned it well. It premeditated me. And then I wasn't learning what I wanted to learn. And in biochem 2, they're making me memorize all these stupid pathways. And so I quit, and I went over to the Northwestern Med School. I was an alumni of their business school. And I would just spend all day there for like 7 days a week for 10 years digging through
Jeff,
old...
hold that thought. Oh. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with Jeff T. Bowles. This is Healthy by Nature.
Hi, I'm Marty Whittakin. When I researched my new book on aloe vera, I learned why. When you drink aloe vera, it helps so many complaints. Everything works better if the body has improved nutrient absorption, better antioxidant support, and fewer toxins. Studies show that there's a great deal of difference among aloe brands. The magic of aloe vera is in its solids, and unfortunately, too many companies damage them with improper filtration, heat, and enzymes. Distilled aloe tastes like water because it's lost all of those beneficial solids. I chose Lily of the Desert as a sponsor because they do the very best job, and university tests prove it. Lily of the Desert controls every step of the process. They even grow their own plants. Lily of the Desert products contain Allosorb. That's added concentrates of the aloe polysaccharides. Lily does gold standard clinical studies on their products, but they aren't greedy. You can pay more, but you'll get less. Look for Lily of the Desert products at all fine health food stores. Visit lilyofthedesert.com. I'm Marty Whittakin. You may have heard the word resveratrol, and you may even know that it is the red wine molecule. However, you may not know that Longevinex is the only brand that has undergone testing of any kind, test tube, animal, or human. It's also the one with the correct potency. Trust me, more isn't always better. Internationally respected nutrition expert and formulator Bill Sardi wisely combined resveratrol with other beneficial components to increase its effectiveness. In fact, Longevinex delivers 9 times more positive effect than plain resveratrol pills. Resveratrol is being researched for its support of an astounding variety of health issues. Please read my resveratrol article in the supplement section of the library on hbnshow.com. Order today at longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000. Please tell them Marty sent you just in case they have a special. Longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, hbnshow.com, hbnshow.com.
And we're back with Jeff T. Bowles. He is a journalist like no other. He really dives deep into topics, spends inordinate amounts of time in the medical libraries, digging through, looking at obscure studies, putting everything together until he answers questions. And I ask him how he got started on melatonin, and the short answer is because he was interested in aging. So let's pick up at that point, Jeff.
I
mentioned earlier.
Yeah, I spent like
earlier,
10 years. Oh, go on.
I mentioned that melatonin is a hormone. Is that a good place to start?
Yeah, okay. So in my studies of aging, I started focusing in on hormones and how hormones change with age. And I came across a book by Ward Dean. He's most people know him as the smart drug doctor. And his book was called The Neuroendocrine Theory of Aging. That basically means brain hormone theory of aging. And he had a lot of charts in there. That was one of the most helpful books I ever read. It wasn't really in the med school library, and it showed the changes of hormones in people as they get older. One amazing change is your melatonin levels start at a very high peak when you're young, and they continue to decline. And by the time you're 40 or 50, your melatonin levels are like only 10% of what they used to be. And in women, that's what triggers menopause. Now, when I say your daytime levels stay pretty much the same, but what goes down, there's a nighttime peak. It's like several 100% higher than your daytime levels. And that peak gets smaller and smaller as you get older. So when I say your melatonin levels decline, I'm talking about that peak. And by the time you're 40 or 50, that peak is like almost flattened out. And
well, tell us why that would be a problem.
Well, it turns out melatonin is a hormone that controls a whole bunch of other hormones. It basically is it's the clock hormone, and it basically tells your body whether it's day or night, whether you've been sleeping or not. It controls your circadian rhythms. That's your daily cycles of your hormones. Like a lot of hormones go up in the morning and they come down. And then over a month, a woman's hormones cycle quite a bit. All of this is controlled by melatonin in one way or another. In fact, they gave melatonin to women in Europe in a study, and they gave 75 milligrams a night. The normal pill you get at the drugstore is 3 milligrams. That's just to help you sleep. But these women taking 75 milligrams a night, that was an effective form of birth control. So melatonin, if it can shut down your reproductive system, it's got a lot of power. And so it controls other hormones. I did experiments on myself the one thing I've got that most other doctors or scientists don't have is the knowledge of what happens when people take really high doses of melatonin, because I've been experimenting on myself and my friends. Well, I convince them. I don't slip it to them.
Oh,
but, and then, although we used to slip some to my girlfriend's son when he couldn't get to bed, we put a little dot on his Coke can, and he'd take a sip of Coke and fall right to sleep. But so it turns out when I was taking high-dose melatonin for a long time, and I had my blood tested at Life Extension Foundation, and then I forgot to check my progesterone levels. I always thought that melatonin had something to do with progesterone, so I emailed back the head of Life Extension. I said, hey, you better check my, he always likes to learn new things. I said, I've been taking lots of melatonin, check my progesterone levels. He sent the results back, and my progesterone was like 2 times higher than the normal limit for men. So, I mean, like what the normal reference range in men. So melatonin had boosted my progesterone. And that's another hormone that declines dramatically in women and men, but it hits women sooner than men. Like before the estrogen really crashes, the progesterone can go down to zero, like when they're going into menopause. And that is like one of the most protective hormones for your brain is progesterone, but that seems to be controlled by melatonin.
It's also very protective against breast cancer. So is that maybe one of the...
Which hormone?
Progesterone. So.
Oh, right, right. Yeah.
I know that melatonin is associated with improvement of risk in breast cancer, so that may be one of the reasons.
That's probably what's going on. They say nighttime nurses and shift workers have a much higher risk of breast cancer because they're messing up their melatonin rhythms. And when you open your eyes and look at light in the morning, it destroys the melatonin in your brain. So it's best to sleep in a dark room. So that's probably the breast cancer connection to melatonin is probably through progesterone.
But it's also an antioxidant, right?
Oh, yeah. Melatonin is a very strong antioxidant that can cross the blood-brain barrier. So not only is it a hormone, it's also an antioxidant. But now, the other thing I noticed in this book by Ward Dean was that he didn't think much of it. He just thought, oh, the gonadotropin axis, that's your other reproductive hormones. Like in a woman... her monthly cycle is controlled by the hormones luteinizing hormone and follicle stimulating hormone. Follicle stimulating hormone causes her to create an egg for reproduction, and it sits there in a little like pimple-like thing on her uterus. And then when it's time for the egg to be released, the FSH drops and the luteinizing hormone goes up. And luteinizing hormone basically attacks the skin on that egg follicle and causes it to like die off until the egg gets released. And then when that happens, then the luteinizing hormone goes down and the progesterone goes up. But looking at his book, I noticed that in both men and women, it seemed normal for women, like after age 50, all of a sudden menopause, their luteinizing hormone and follicle stimulating hormone just shoots up like hundreds of percent, you know, sometimes 1,000%. And I thought, oh, maybe it's just the reproductive system is dysregulated. It doesn't mean anything. But then I saw it happen in men too. After around age 50, the LH and FSH went up. And all of a sudden I go, those are the aging hormones. The reproductive hormones are also the aging hormones that cause you to age. And so the neat thing about melatonin is when you take it, it suppresses these aging hormones, FSH and LH. So that's another thing I noticed when I was taking a lot of melatonin. I had my LH and FSH tested, and they had been suppressed. The LH more so than the FSH, but they were both like in the middle or in the lower half of the reference range. So But that's I've looked through it, all the literature and in the PubMed database, and it time and time again you'll see that melatonin suppresses LH and FSH, and that's probably why you can use it for birth control.
You're talking about high doses. So let's just spend a moment on safety.
Well, no one's really done many. There haven't been many studies done with, like, high doses for long periods except for basically me. And I know there was one study of, like, 6 months that everyone was taking 400 milligrams of melatonin at night and nobody had any bad side effects other than being sleepy. And the European birth control study, they did that for a year or two, and that no one had any problems taking 75 milligrams, except it made them unable to get pregnant. And then I think if you take high enough melatonin, it can also stop you from having a period, and it probably it wouldn't be unhealthy if someone wants to look into that. I can't experiment with that, obviously. But, so I've done some experiments on myself, and I've got some amazing results. I've taken, like 1,000 milligrams probably. I even quit measuring. I would just take like a half a teaspoon. I buy it by the powder. I don't take the pills because you'd have to take way too many pills to get the high doses. But...
Well, hang on. Music means we're taking a break. We'll be right back with Jeff T. Bowles with more on amazing melatonin.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels. Since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed, maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive immune formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
It takes several factors to create cancer. That's why it just makes sense to treat the disease with a variety of therapies. Whatever you decide about mainstream medicine's typical surgery, chemo, and radiation, you should know that the Casanas Institute has many powerful tools in their toolbox. For example, natural ways to support your immune system, specialized detoxification programs, and a personalized nutritional plan. If chemotherapy is right for your case, the Casanas Institute also offers a gentler approach. Low-dose chemotherapy delivered in a smart way that targets the cancer cells more than your healthy cells. Their approach is individualized to you and your type of cancer to provide effectiveness and reduced side effects. At the Casanas Institute, an experienced care manager will guide you and coordinate options. Don't you deserve a doctor that uses the best of modern science and ancient wisdom? Link from hbnshow.com or call 817-481-6342.
People who regularly drink coffee or tea, consume sugary foods, and in particular drink wine, beer, or spirits, and people who take antacid or diuretic water pills, deplete their body of vitamin B1, also known as thiamine. Symptoms of vitamin B1 deficiency can include headaches, chronic cough, racing heart, constipation or diarrhea, non-infectious fever, crippling weakness and pain, difficulty walking or talking, loss of smell and taste, breathlessness, loss of hunger, sweating, tingling in hands and feet, memory problems, and more. The answer to these problems is vitamin B1 in the preferred fat-soluble form provided in Nerve Guardian. It is the new dietary supplement from Lifespan Nutrition. Nerve Guardian provides 10 times more vitamin B1 than the best diet. Buy one bottle of Nerve Guardian and get a second bottle free. That's a full 8-month supply for just $3.12 per month. Call Lifespan Nutrition today and ask for Nerve Guardian. Call 800-247-5731. That's 800-247-5731.
Dr. Hira's Probiotics has been a proud sponsor of the Healthy by Nature show for well over a decade.
Jeff, I'd like to get back to cancer because I think this is a really complex and interesting point, that melatonin, among other things, reduces metastasis. And the metabolism of cancer seems quite different at night than it is during the day. And with all of the benefits of melatonin, including its antioxidant and its hormone modulating, it seems just extremely counterproductive that there's so much light in the hospital when people need to be in the dark creating their melatonin. Would you like to speak to that?
Yeah, they could just supplement with it and put on some those eye shades. I don't know. But I guess the nurses need some light to do their work. But, if you're not taking melatonin and you want to have the most melatonin in your body, you want to sleep in a dark room with no TV on and don't turn on any bright lights in the middle of the night if you get up to go to the bathroom, just have a dim night light. That would help you keep your melatonin levels intact. And then when you want to wake up, just go out and look out the window at the sun, and somehow it destroys the melatonin, the excess melatonin in your brain.
I saw a note here that I had made that 10 milligrams is a minimum if you're working on breast cancer. Does that sound right?
Yeah, I mean, if I had breast cancer, I would probably be taking 100 milligrams. I mean, the women were taking 70 milligrams and getting birth control effects. So I would think if you want to do it for anti-aging, you'd want to take enough melatonin where it's causing birth control, because that goes into the theory of caloric restriction. Have you heard about how that extends the lifespan of mice and other animals?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I looked into the hormone changes during fasting or starvation, and the one thing that happens is melatonin goes way up. And the melatonin peak at night gets like much higher. And so that, I believe, is what's causing the life extension effects of caloric restriction. And what else? I basically, in the paper that I wrote, I called melatonin like nature's caloric restriction hormone. I mean, so it has several duties, but one duty is to make you younger, or to stop you from aging during a famine, is the way I thought about it. It's like, why would evolution slow down your aging and make you unable to have a child when you're starving or during a famine? And it's a simple step of logic to say, well, evolution doesn't know how long the famine's going to be. If a woman has a child in a famine, they're both more likely to die than if she doesn't. She's more likely to survive if she doesn't waste the resources on a child. And so they cut off her reproduction. And then if it's going to be a really long famine, they need to have at least one mating couple young enough to reproduce when the famine is over. So that's why melatonin can be used as birth control and slows or reverses the aging process. So I would say if someone wants to take... Oh, and now, when I did my experiment with high-dose melatonin, I started taking like 100 milligrams a night. And the first couple of days, it kind of made me sleep uncomfortably. And then within a week, it's just like boom, it's like someone turned me back into a teenager. Like, all I wanted to do was sleep, and it was a really deep sleep. Like I'd sleep 12 hours without even moving, and I'd wake up, and I'd need a two-hour nap. I was like a baby. I could fall asleep in a moving car. And the other thing was I had, like, thinning hair on top, and after 2 or 3 months, my hair started growing out. And it turns out melatonin boosts your progesterone levels, and progesterone is basically nature's version of Propecia. You've heard of Propecia?
Sure.
That's that drug that makes men's hair grow back. I looked at the chemical structure of Propecia, which is also known as Proscar for men's prostates. And I looked at Dutasteride. I guess it's called Avodart. That's the more modern version. If you look at the chemical structure of those two chemicals and then you compare it to progesterone, it's the same chemical. So basically, the researchers just ripped off. They probably knew progesterone worked to prevent the conversion of testosterone into DHT. That's the bad form of DHT that causes baldness and prostate enlargement. And so they probably knew that progesterone was good for preventing BPH, your prostate enlargement, and probably figured out that it grows hair back. And
but you can't patent it.
No, they couldn't patent it, so they plagiarized it and then just added some different weird chemicals on the end of those two hormones, and so they could patent it and make all this money. And then I talked to a urologist in Chicago, and he said he prescribes these two drugs to patients long-term for their BPH. And he says, they work pretty well for that, but if anyone gets cancer, prostate cancer, while they're taking these two bastardized versions of progesterone, that their prostate cancer is like much worse and a much higher dangerous grade of cancer than if they had not been taking these drugs. So they probably don't put that on the package warning.
No,
but I bet you could take progesterone and not have these horrible side effects,
or
and get all the
melatonin and let the body decide.
Yeah, melatonin to boost your progesterone.
Melatonin is also good for the immune system. Would you like to chime in on that?
Yeah, it turns out, well, at least one way it works is the first study they were able to rejuvenate the thymus in mice and old rats. Man, and in humans and other animals, the thymus starts off pretty big, and it hits like maximum size by like age 10 or 11 or something, and then it just starts shrinking year by year. And by the time you're 65, a lot of people's thymus is like 1/6 the size of a child's. And then the thymus is important because it makes your two major immune systems. It makes our immune cells. It makes the killer T cells. Those are the ones that go out and can, if you have a virus-infected cell, it'll kill it within 90 minutes if it's working properly. And then the thymus also makes CD4 T cells that basically take a piece of a virus down to your bone marrow and let the B cells make antibodies. And that takes anywhere from 5 to 30 days. They found out that they could rejuvenate the thymus in these old rats and mice by giving them melatonin. But melatonin wasn't the only thing that works, but it's one of them. But the one thing that you have to take with any one of these chemicals is a lot of zinc. It turns out the thymus shrinks mainly from zinc deficiency. We always thought it was aging related, but it's really more like a lifelong zinc deficiency is what causes everyone's thymus to shrink.
We've talked about that many times on the show, particularly Bill Sardi has. And I just want to mention that when the doctor said what President Trump was taking when he went into Walter Reed, on the list was melatonin. At the time, I thought that was kind of odd, but now I understand why. We'll be right back with Jeff Bowles. Please stay with us.
At half past the hour, you are tuned to Healthy by Nature with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Wittekin.
Now we can do as most animals do, maintain levels of vitamin C without continual reliance upon dietary or supplemental sources of vitamin C. This is revolutionary. Vitamin C works by pouring electrons on unbalanced atoms to counter potentially destructive oxygen and nitrogen-free radicals. Instead of taking vitamin C pills all day long, similar to using a fire extinguisher over and over, Formula 216 does this 24/7, akin to an internal fire sprinkler system continually pouring electrons on the free radical fire. That makes Formula 216 the world's first stress-responsive vitamin C pill, rapidly elevating vitamin C levels in response to biological or mental stress. Now you can do what animals do. Upgrade to Formula 216, the world's first 24/7 vitamin C pill. Call 833-848-2216. That's toll-free, 833-848-2216 for 24/7 vitamin C protection. That's 833-848-2216.
Vitamin K needs a better press agent. In the 1940s, Dr. Weston A. Price noticed that rural populations who ate their native diet had straight, cavity-free teeth and did not suffer the diseases of Western civilizations. He thought the secret was vitamin K. In the 1970s, researchers began to show that vitamin K helps blood clot normally. Now we are excited to learn that vitamin K helps guide calcium into the bones where it belongs and away from the arteries where it can cause big trouble. Sadly, deficiencies are widespread. Gerald Formula's K-Rite Soft Gel capsules contain a synergistic blend of three members of the vitamin K family. K1, which we get from leafy green foods, MK4 that we might get from animal sources, and MK7, which is produced by natural bacterial fermentation. Gero's K-Rite also has vitamin D3 for added support for bone and cardiovascular health. Links to Gero Formula's K-Rite details, interviews on the importance of vitamin K, and appropriate caution statements can be found on the sponsor page of hbnshow.com.
Healthy by Nature's longtime listeners probably know that host and certified clinical nutritionist Marty Wittekin handpicks her sponsors for quality and effectiveness. For many years, HBN has been honored with the support of extraordinary sponsors like Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, Lily of the Desert Aloe Vera, Gero Formulas, Kyolic Aged Garlic, and the Katsanis Institute. Bill Sardi's wonderful products are newer but equally respected. Please be aware that, depending on how you listen, some commercials may be inserted by others. For example, using smartphones to call up a station may play advertising for products or services that Marty has not researched or personally approved. Visit hbnshow.com and click Listen on the menu to learn how to make sure you hear only the approved HBN educational commercials and do not miss any program time. Thank you for listening to Healthy by Nature and for telling your friends about us. To receive Marty's free weekly newsletter, just send an email to info at hbnshow.com. Info at hbnshow.com.
Healthy by Nature is sponsored in part by HealthWorksMart.com.
We're talking with author and just unbelievably thorough investigative researcher Jeff T. Bowles about melatonin. And I was surprised to learn that every species has melatonin, even plants.
It's everywhere. And it must be a very, very ancient hormone.
Yeah, very basic. And it's one of those things that peters out over time and we haven't been paying attention to supplementing it to keep it at the good levels. One of the things it does is it helps the mitochondria. Remind folks what the mitochondria is in the cell.
Oh, yeah, it's just basically your cell's a big globe, a big sphere, and you can think of the brain with the DNA as in the nucleus, and probably long ago in evolution, that's all there was to our ancestors as single life forms. And these little things, little parasites would latch on to those ancient life forms and would, I don't know, probably consume some of the matter in the cell and create energy from it for themselves. And over time, these two, the little parasite and the big cell became one. And the little parasite was given the job of making the energy for the big cell. what's interesting is mitochondria has their little tiny blobs inside the big sphere of the cell, and they have their own DNA, like they're a different creature. And the neat thing is their DNA code is a little bit different than the DNA code in the nucleus, which really suggests they were a different life form at one point. But that's what they do. They just generate energy for the cell. They make your ATP from AMP. I don't know. I don't know all the details of the chemistry of the mitochondria. I never really studied it that much.
Suffice it to say, they're very important because they are the powerhouse of the cells. And for anybody whose hair lit on fire when we mentioned evolution, I just want to say the science speaks pretty clearly, and most all the nutritionists I know do believe that these mitochondria were originally another organism that just turned into a symbiotic relationship with our cells. And I just think God could create things all kinds of different ways, and I don't see much of a conflict between the science and the religion. It's all in how you go about it.
Oh, right. I know there's a lot of religious listeners, but on your show, or at least the stations that air your show, but to them I could just say God probably created evolution. You could look at it that way.
Yeah, who are we to say that wasn't the most efficient way to get this done?
Yeah, and then, well, now, since you brought up mitochondria, I'll give you an interesting tip that concerns resveratrol. When they give resveratrol to old rats, they all of a sudden regain the endurance of young rats. They can go just as far. They put them in water on a floating log, and they have to keep running, and the log keeps spinning, and they see how long they can go until they get exhausted. And when they gave them a lot of resveratrol, the old rats had the same endurance as the young rats. They looked at their cells, and it turns out they had like twice as many mitochondria as the normal old rat cell, and I think probably more mitochondria than the young cells. So if you want to, I didn't study it, but I have a feeling mitochondria number decline in your cells as you get older. I never researched that fact, but it wouldn't surprise me. I do know that I was taking like a 1 gram of resveratrol a day when I was like 48, and I started doing bench press again, and all of a sudden I'm benching like within about 8 or 9 months I'm bench pressing more than I could in my 20s. All of a sudden, I'm doing like 315, and the most I could do in my 20s was like 280. And I was like, oh my God, I've got all this extra energy and endurance. So that could be another supplement that athletes could use to boost their performance. It probably should be banned.
Well, we're big fans of resveratrol.
But that's the neat thing about resveratrol, one of them. But if you want, I wrote a little article that's on my website at jefftbowles.com. It's like 6 melatonin secrets that most people don't know about. And so if you go there and find that article, it's got some very interesting stories about melatonin. One of my favorites was there were two Brazilian identical twins, and they both got Alzheimer's at the same time, and like maybe in their 60s, I don't know the exact age. And the only difference between the two was when they were first diagnosed, they both just had trouble picking out their clothes. And then the difference between the two of them was one of them was taking 6 milligrams of melatonin every night to help sleep, and the other twin wasn't taking melatonin. And it was only like after 2 years or so, the melatonin taking twin his Alzheimer's did not progress at all. And the one that didn't take the melatonin, he dropped down to like 7 on the scale, which means he could barely hold his head up and would just grunt to make words and couldn't control his bathroom situation and with soil himself. So it's like a dramatic. It's in. I think I mentioned that in that article. It's also in a book I wrote about melatonin. There's a long analysis. I had someone translate the Brazilian study, so it's in English in my melatonin book.
I have links to that in the archive description of today's show. A link to you, to your book, to your articles, and to the six melatonin secrets. Those are great.
Yeah. Oh, another one was I knew a guy that he was on dialysis for kidney failure, and he had like really bad blood pressure, like 180 over 150, something like that. And he's like, Jeff, I don't know what to do. The medicines weren't working. I said, why don't you give this a try? I gave him a big dose of melatonin, and so he took it, and it didn't do anything the first day. And then he said the second day he was on the bus coming towards my house. He was a handyman. And all of a sudden he started feeling dizzy. He got really scared, and he went and checked his blood pressure, and it dropped to like 100 over 70.
Yeah, neither one of those extremes is good, but that's
powerful. But I mean, if you're about to rupture your veins due to high blood pressure, it's much better to have low blood pressure.
Yeah, for sure.
Right, he eventually died from a hemorrhage when he quit taking the melatonin.
When we come back, a little bit more from Jeff Bowles. Don't go anywhere. This is Healthy by Nature. My name is Marty Whittaker. Stay with us, please.
Staying healthy has never been more important, and Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, maker of premier heart and immune health products, is leading the way to better health with a groundbreaking new formula, Kyolic Omega AGE. Kyolic Omega AGE combines the cardiovascular power of Kyolic's best-selling organically grown aged garlic extract with sustainably sourced fish oil and a synergistic blend of the nutrients, vitamins D3, K2, E, and B6, 9, and 12, that have been clinically shown to support heart, bone, and immune health, all in one supplement, providing you with a comprehensive and convenient way to take your health to the next level. So check off all of those individual supplements from your shopping list and get Kyolic Omega AGE for heart, bone, and immune health today. Look for Kyolic Omega AGE at fine natural health retailers near you. Learn more at Kyolic.com. That's Kyolic.com. Stay healthy. Live better.
There's an important difference between a low price and a good value. For example, a cheap vitamin supplement becomes expensive if it doesn't work. Nutrition expert Bill Sardi wanted to have a multivitamin that reflected the latest science. That meant better absorbed forms of essential vitamins and crucial minerals like zinc and selenium in the doses that studies showed were beneficial. He could not find that in stores, so had to design one. Molecular Multi. It is so complete that most people can save money by cutting several bottles out of their supplement program. Better yet, receive two bottles free when you buy three. That makes Molecular Multi only about $1 a day. If your budget needs even more help, host Marty Whittaker says that half a dose of Molecular Multi provides more health benefits than a full dose of virtually any other product. Visit the sponsor page of HBNShow.com or LifespanNutrition.com or call 800-247-5731. 800-247-5731.
Wouldn't you like to increase your energy level and kickstart your natural healing power? Imagine reduced pain, less bloating, and enjoying a restful night's sleep. Maybe you need to improve your mood or get rid of headaches. Or perhaps you have loved ones who struggle with indigestion, Alzheimer's, concussion, or other discomforts. At HM3 Light, we offer the amazing Body Light Pad. Over 300 studies show how a special type of light helps with all those issues and more. This special light therapy helps by improving blood circulation and reducing inflammation. Those actions, along with detoxing the brain, can help post-stroke patients. To request studies that pertain to your particular interest or to learn about our lease-to-own program, call 800-580-1102. At HM3 Light, we are here to help you enhance, strengthen, and improve your whole body health with our flexible body light pad. Call 800-580-1102. 800-580-1102.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, hbnshow.com, hbnshow.com.
Jeff T. Bowles has been educating us about melatonin, and in the description of today's show, which you find by going to hbnshow.com, click in the menu, listen, and you'll see the archives. You pick today's date. There are links to a lot of the things we've talked about, and as a bonus, because we've covered so many things today and some of it kind of technical, I'm going to make the blog this week about melatonin so that you'll have a written reference of a lot of what we've covered here. So, Jeff, back to the wonders of melatonin.
Oh, so I was talking about my friend who got really dizzy after taking a large dose of melatonin, but it had like a delayed effect. Hit him on the bus, but it did lower his blood pressure when it was dangerously high and the doctor's drugs weren't working. So if anyone finds himself in a crisis of high blood pressure, you can just start taking larger doses of melatonin. Oh, and then I also, a girl I know had really high blood pressure. She did the same experiment, and her within a few days, her blood pressure was quickly down to normal. The drugs weren't working. But the dizziness in this guy is interesting because another guy I know, a fireman, he said he really wanted to get to sleep. He had to get to sleep. So he said, give me some melatonin. So I gave him a pretty big dose, and it was like it didn't help him sleep the first day that much. But he was really scared because the next day he woke up and he started walking and he was dizzy, like. You know, going back and forth. And that's a normal side effect if all of a sudden you get a huge dose of melatonin. And then another thing is, I used to fast. Like, I used to, before I learned about melatonin, I was always trying to slow the aging process. So I'd go many days without eating sometimes, just to see, you know, how long I could go. And so I hadn't been doing it for a long time. And all of a sudden I did a 3-day fast with no calories. You know, you can't call it a juice fast, but that wouldn't trigger any hormone changes in you. But if you're able to eat every other day, that's a one way they extended the lifespan of mice dramatically. If you're able to cut out calories every other day. But so after 3 days of fasting, I woke up. And I got out of bed, and I was dizzy. So I figured it out that the melatonin, like if you get dizzy from starving yourself for too long, it's apparently a side effect from that, the high doses of melatonin you're generating in your brain. So that's something to be cognizant of if anyone's going to experiment with high-dose melatonin. But you might get dizzy in the beginning for a little bit, but it's nothing to worry about, apparently.
Melatonin is produced in the pineal gland in the brain, but the gut bacteria also create 4 times as much, but I don't think it does the same thing. Sort that out for us.
Yeah, it turns out it's a little pine cone shaped gland in your brain that makes your melatonin, but they found out that it's made in many other tissues too, so... but I think the gland that controls the daily cycle, that's the important thing in melatonin, is probably that pineal gland. And they say as you get older, that tends to get calcified and lowers the amount of melatonin. Now, if you ask Bill Sardi, who I respect quite a bit. He's got a theory that people accumulate iron, and as you get older, and the iron can cause the pineal to calcify, and there are studies that show that. So there's, I don't know how exactly how the decline in melatonin is programmed, but I don't worry about it too much since I have a whole kilogram bucket of melatonin I can take. So
yeah, and you got interested in melatonin again in this revised interest in the aging theory, the programmed aging.
Oh, yeah. So we talked about it in a different show, but probably the most important study has just come out for evolution theory ever, or since Charles Darwin. There's a scientist who studies the methylation patterns in DNA. I won't go into it here, but basically he can tell how old a person is by how much methylation is on their DNA. There's like little bumps, like insulation on a wire. And he looked at like 113 different mammals and found out there's 36 genes that they all share in common that get methylated with age and get shut off. But there's a smaller subset of genes that get demethylated with age, and there's only like 12 of them, and they get expressed as you get older. And one set of those genes is a set of genes that controls your circadian rhythm, which melatonin is all involved with. Another set of genes are genes that are activated when people get Alzheimer's. So, and then I looked up melatonin and how it affects methylation in the DNA, and it was like a treasure chest. It's just apparently melatonin controls all sorts of methylation of your DNA, and that's the way it controls aging.
When we come back, I want to spend just a minute on cardiovascular health, which is another area where melatonin shines. Healthy by Nature will be right back.
It's not always easy for women to achieve better health, especially these days. The key is to work smarter, not harder. Be wise about weight loss and workouts, eat strategically, and take your supplements. I'm best-selling nutrition author Kat James. I've learned firsthand that probiotics are key to women's health. They protect your digestion, your immune system, your skin. They support balanced hormonal levels. And very important for both women and men, they counter the buildup of bad bacteria and yeast in our bodies. Researchers have even found that probiotics promote a more positive mood and mental sharpness due to the gut-brain axis. The one I take? Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. It's a superior formula with prebiotics, probiotics, and postbiotics, a smart advantage in these challenging times. Find Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics through Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other natural health retailers, also available online.
Science shows wide-ranging health support from regular use of a far infrared sauna. Benefits include improvements in heart health, lung health, mood, and recovery after exercise. Sauna is also known to reduce chronic fatigue, muscle pain, and the effects of stress. A new study even suggests it helps preserve our memory. These benefits are not surprising because far infrared improves blood circulation, lymphatic drainage, and detoxification. Those in turn help oxygenate and energize the body's cells. Sauna has been valued as a therapy for hundreds of years, long before people knew why it worked. The practice may be ancient, but the convenience, technology, and affordability are new. That's why you should find out about the portable, speedy, and highly effective sauna from Momentum 98. Click products on the menu of the HBNShow.com website for details. To save $100, use the code HBN. If you have questions or would prefer to place your order directly with Phil Wilson, call 626-200-8454. That's 626-200-8454.
The Healthy by Nature show promotes natural solutions because they work so well and provide fringe benefits instead of side effects. In host Marty Whittakin's best-selling book, Natural Alternatives to Nexium, she documents the many serious dangers of heartburn drugs that work by blocking stomach acid. Stomach acid has many crucial jobs. For example, it helps us digest food, absorb minerals, produce vitamin B12, and protect us from disease-causing bacteria. So acid isn't the enemy. It can just get somewhere it doesn't belong and cause pain. The natural digestive supplement, Garlagest, is a much better answer. It fixes digestion instead of stopping it and improves nutrient uptake. Listeners tell Marty that Garlagest also solves other problems like gas and burping. Link to Garlagest from the show website, healthybynatureshow.com, or visit garlagest.com and be pleasantly surprised by what a bargain it is. Call 866-405-4000 to order. 866-405-4000.
Sign up for podcasts or listen to past programs on our website, hbnshow.com. hbnshow.com.
We have been covering a multitude of benefits of melatonin, certainly most of which I had never known about, and I have a lot more respect for the hormone now. And I said I wanted to speak to the cardiovascular system. There are several ways that melatonin is helpful. We've already talked about blood pressure, but metabolism, protecting the heart in case of heart attack. It's antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, anti-thrombotic, meaning it helps control clotting.
Well, here's an interesting thing. I've seen many, many studies that any animal, experimental animal, pre-treated with melatonin, and they get like an injury of like they poison them with chemicals, or you know, tie off their arms, they torture them in many different ways. But all the melatonin pre-treated animals had much less damage to any tissue. So like if you're gonna get a heart attack, you'd want to have if you had a lot of melatonin in your system, you probably would be less likely to have severe damage than if you didn't. Like. And if you've got any kind of medical emergency going on, you might want to take a large dose of melatonin just to protect yourself. I have an interesting story about my dog, Hanky. He's a little Havanese that just loves to chase the ball. And I had him on melatonin because I had given him D3 and it made him too like humpy. And I thought I was giving him lots of melatonin to counteract his extra sex drive. I've been doing that for about a week, and then it was in the summer, and we were throwing the ball, and then he got really hot, and I stopped throwing the ball, and I started talking to this couple, and I didn't realize the husband, I was talking to the wife, the husband started throwing the ball again, and all of a sudden I turned around, and Hanky's tongue is sticking out, and it's like blue, it's like all the way out, there was something wrong with him. I didn't know what it was at the time, and then so it was Sunday, and I went down. I got a 24-hour vet place, and I said, he's having an allergic reaction. Put on the oxygen. We're coming in. And so they put him on the oxygen for a while, and that really didn't help. And then they realized he had heat stroke. And what I should have done is just taken him to the gas station and poured cold water on him and put him in front of the air conditioner in my truck. And that's what they did. They put him in like an ice bath or a cool bath, and they took him for the night. And the vet said, well, there's a good chance he's going to have brain damage. Most people with heat, most dogs with heat stroke this bad, they aren't the same. He's probably going to, he might even die, but at best case you can hope for is he's going to have brain damage. So I went to pick him up the next day. Nothing wrong with him.
Excellent.
But he had a lot of melatonin in his system.
Yeah, he had been pre-treated. Well, thank you, Jeff. This has been great. Folks, I will do the blog this week and then check out the archive description for links to a lot of the things we've talked about. Thanks, folks, and join us again next week on Healthy by Nature.
Healthy by Nature is sponsored in part by Lily of the Desert Alloceuticals.
Are you living with chronic pain from injury or the degeneration of aging? Knee, hip, shoulder, and back surgeries can be risky, expensive, even with insurance, and entail long, painful recoveries. Steroid shots give only temporary relief and can damage joints. Thankfully, our Creator blessed us with stem cells. They are the amazing power that built our bodies and fixed problems fast when we were kids. Stem cells reduce inflammation, regenerate tissue anywhere in the body, and balance immune function. However, as we age, we lose most of these tiny miracle workers. Replenish them with Infinity Cell Therapy. The therapy is simple, safe, virtually painless, affordable, and you do not miss work to recover. Infinity umbilical cord stem cells are pure and extremely vibrant. Be younger and stronger for longer. Call 800-507-6509 today for a free ebook and to schedule your no-cost, no-obligation, no-pressure consultation or to find a stem cell seminar in your area. Call 800-507-6509 today.